What's the word, y'all? My name is Jaden Ray, the General Joiner, your host of the General Thoughts Podcast, where I will be sparking intriguing and enjoyable conversations concerning wellness, social constructs, and progression with myself and, of course, occasional guests. So grab some friends, catch a vibe, and listen to these General Thoughts. What's the word? What's the word, General Thoughts audience? It is your host, Jaden Ray, General Joiner, coming at you guys again with another installment of General Thoughts. I'm back, guys. If you were here on the last episode, you witnessed or you heard a amazing panel of women that came and rocked the whole platform. Like, y'all, they came and like shifted some things. And so, if you haven't tuned in to This Is Not Your Regular Podcast, go and listen to that episode. It's a lot to unpack. So like I said on the episode, be ready to pull that journal out, pull whatever, anything to write with, be ready to listen and, you know, receive. But coming into this week's episode, I wanted to focus on what are we tuning into. I'm gonna say it again. What are we tuning into? What are we paying attention to? What are we focused on? You know, and a lot of times we don't realize what we're focusing on, or, you know, we don't realize what we're not focusing on because we're so in the moment sometimes. And a lot of times we want to see things, we want to know, right? In our culture today, we want to be able to see what's meant for us. We want to be able to see where we're going. We want to be able to see everything. But a lot of times, God just wants us to hear. And a lot of times, what we think we're hearing from God ain't really what we're hearing. Or what we think we're hearing as good isn't what we should be hearing. And the reason I say that is because as I came into the school year, you know, I walked to class from my apartment. But my headphones didn't stop working, you feel me? Or only one of them worked. So it's kind of awkward walking with one headphone and you ain't really got your full music experience. You walking as a college student, you know, you want to just be able to zone out, tune out as you walk to class, you know what I'm saying? Avoid the conversations, whatever the case may be for you. But like being now that I have to walk to class without my headphones, it's like I have more time to think as I walk to class. I'm talking to myself a lot more. When I say talking to myself, I really just mean just in my head about, okay, I know I'm tired and it's an 8 a.m. class I'm walking to on a Monday morning. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, it got to get done. It still has to be done. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, feeling a way about it ain't going to change the circumstance. So you might as well just change the attitude about it. And that happens all on this walk to class. And on that walk, my whole attitude about the day done shifted within a 10-minute walk. You feel me? Whereas if I had had some Jay-Z playing, and if you know me, again, I'm a hip-hop head. Like, I love my hip-hop because I feel like my hip-hop, it motivates me. It gets my day moving. It's kind of like that adrenaline push on some motivational junk. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, if it's not uplifting to God that I'm giving this hour of devotion to in the morning and at night, then it's like, you know, where is the praise for God for getting you to that point? You know what I'm saying? So just finding ways to implement that more into my life. And so not being able to have that music is kind of like more time with myself, more time with, you know what I'm saying, thinking clearly, actually saying my thoughts, thinking my thoughts. Okay, is that really how I feel? Or is that just a temptation? Is that really just something that's coming to, you know, attack my mind? So being mindful of those things. And I feel as if we were to shift our focus away from what we want to see and what we want to hear, and just sometimes just sit and be still. And when I say be still, I don't mean just like being silent all the time. No, like just be more observant, you know what I'm saying? Watch how things transpire. Watch what occurs. don't just call it a coincidence, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? Really observe, like, why would that happen right now? What is life trying to show me? What is God trying to show me in my instance? You feel what I'm saying? Everything happened for a reason. And you got to sometimes put on your spiritual lens. You know what I'm saying? You got to put on your spiritual senses and really, like, peep into, like, it's got to be a reason, right? That reason has to be something higher up in my eyes. But along with that, you got to focus on like, what are we idolizing? What are we giving attention to? Where are we drawing inspiration from? Where are we drawing motivation from? You feel what I'm saying? Where are we drawing this from? Where is it coming from? What's the root? Let's consider the source again. Let's consider the source. You feel me? I'm an avid reader. I like to, you know, build some principles. A lot of my principles and a lot of my, you know, methods of doing things come from a lot of authors, a lot of writers, psychologists, you know, people who are, you know, endeavored in their field, heavily, you know, respected in their field. But then I sometimes be like, dang, you reading all these books and all these, you know, you listen to all these philosophers and things, but you ain't even went to the one source that you ground your life in, because you only go there for certain things. You feel me? Like, we can't go to God for certain areas of our life. Oh, I go to him for my finances, but I don't go to him for, you know, trying to get rid of an addiction or get rid of a temptation. Like, we only go for certain things. So it's like, we got to then focus on, shout out to Verge on this. He calls it God life integration, integrating God into all areas of your life. And when you integrate him into all areas of life, or when you integrate a focus in all areas of your life, or when you integrate a regimen in all areas of your life, then you will be more focused. You'll be more on track. A lot of times we ask for things and then get mad when the challenge comes. Let's see, where is that? All right, so a lot of times we ask for discipline, right? But we get mad when temptation comes, try to throw us off our discipline or try to, you know, interfere with that discipline. Nah, that's the test to see if you really want to be disciplined. Having the freedom to make the decision to not fall into the temptation is discipline. You feel me? Not avoiding it, because if you avoid it, then, you know what I'm saying, of course you're not going to fall into it. But if it presents itself to you time and time again, and you had that choice to say no time and time again, that's the freedom to be disciplined. It's the freedom to be disciplined what makes somebody disciplined, if that makes any sense. I know it probably don't, but somebody going to catch it. But that's really my spiel, and I know that's so short, but, like, I feel like that's so much in itself, and you can take that and do as you wish with it and, like, write that down and, like, really branch it off and, you know, put your own testimony on and see where that fits in your life and how that works in your life. And that's kind of what I wanted to do. And I hope you all, you know, took that and can, you know, plant something with it. I hope it planted something in your head of positivity. And I hope you all continue to live prosperous and righteous. And I'm going to catch you guys with something big. I still got things on the way, guys. It's still dropping. Things are still being done. Movements are being made. I just hope you guys are, you know, still along this journey with me. I know you all are. And I thank you all for the support through these times. Once again, I'm gonna catch you all on the next go around. Peace.